For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, the voice there of Chris, who gave us one of his better renditions there last ever. Well, I mean, listen, sometimes the voice goes out. But he powered through. It wasn't it. All right, so that's peak hype, I would say, right? That is getting so hyped up, you lose the voice just goes out. Can we have the opposite of that? We had Elliot on earlier this week. Here's how he framed Eagles-Bengals this weekend. Let's see if people agree with this.
Yeah, so I think this is an acceptable loss for the Eagles. I don't think they have to go there and win the game. But what they have to do is go there and compete. If you go there, if you're the Eagles and you lose 30-27 or you lose a close game and the offense plays well, but you know what, on that day Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are just better, I think that's a fine outcome. They've given themselves a little bit of breathing room by winning the last two and winning four of their first six games. But I think this weekend is about just seeing, you know, like, can you compete with this team? Can you go to Cincinnati and play a good game against a really good quarterback and show that these last 2 weeks, the steps they've taken forward are not just because of the opponent?
Hugh, your reaction to that, I heard a little bit of it as we replay the cut.
No.
Acceptable, fine, and just compete for Sunday.
You have a fan base right now that is really fragile. I guess that's the word I want to use. Fragile.
Snowflakey.
That's a good one.
In our feelings?
Yeah. That one, too. That one works. And to go down there and get beat by the Bengals, you know what people are going to say? I told you so. I told you they were flash in the pan choke artists. You got to go beat a good team, man. And all the goodwill that you've built up is for nothing if you don't do that, because now you're going to be considered one of those squads that – you know, you can beat up on bad teams. You can't play a good team and beat them, even though you have a better record than Cincinnati. Cincinnati is considered a team on the come up. They're considered a team that's trending in the right direction because they got off to a rough start.
They're favorites in the game, right? They're the favorite this weekend.
Yeah, they're 3-4, and they're trying to stay alive in the AFC North. So this is what – you could put them to bed a little bit if you win this game. So that's what you want to do. This ain't acceptable. This is not acceptable because you get them, you keep them at 500, and I think we go to 500 as well. No, we're on the uptick, man. We need to do better. We need to do a lot better. We need to get this game because I see a lot of guys got this chest stuck out and feeling good and everything. You're not out of the woods yet, bro. You're not out of the woods yet. You want to string together a couple wins, in my opinion.
Well, they have a couple. This would be three.
Well, a couple more. Yeah.
Can I get permission to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue?
You got it.
I don't think Elliott's crazy on this one.
I definitely don't think he's crazy, but he's off base.
I'd love to win the game. I think the Eagles have a chance to win the game. In the grand scheme of this season, do they need this one?
You're talking about as far as divisions and this other stuff?
I think they need one of the next two. They got to position themselves, bare minimum, one of the next two. Cincinnati and Jacksonville. And obviously, if they drop this one, the Jacksonville game next week, it becomes a must-win. They need to win that football game. But if they're 5-3 through the first eight, which is what they would be if they win this one and lose next week or vice versa, right? They go 1-1 the next two games. They'd be 5-3 through their first eight games. Then they go to Dallas, and then they have Washington. It's right there for them to take control of the division. I know how people felt here in Elliott say that. Acceptable loss, just compete. It felt... you know, it felt soft.
A little bit.
But I don't think he's wrong. Kyle, where do you come down? Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? Like, the Giants would have been a disaster or a really bad one. Yeah. The Browns would have been season-ending. I don't view going to Cincinnati, second game of road trip, as an unacceptable
loss. There's definitely a world where you can pull a moral victory out of a loss.
Moral victory Monday.
Yeah, like,
buckle up.
As long as they don't go in there and get their ass kicked.
That's a different story.
If we see, say they score in the first quarter, say they do have a shootout against the Bengals.
You said crazy talk.
And they lose like 33-30. That's fine. No, and like we no, Hugh, it is. Nope. I'm sorry. It's nope. an AFC opponent. Nope. We got the Jags at home next week.
Yep.
Cincinnati is tough. Like, do I want them to win? Absolutely. It would be much better if they did win. But it's not like, Hugh, are we all going to come?
Snowflake.
No, Hugh. It's not. If we lose a close game in a shootout against the Bengals and we look good, right? Are we going to be coming in here Monday? Do you think that the consensus on the phone lines is going to be, that was ridiculous, like, fire the head coach? This might still get some fire the head coach calls just because, you know, people don't like Nick Sirianni. But nobody's going to be, like, appalled that the Eagles lost to Cincinnati this week if it comes down to a tight game.
No, there are certain games during the year where you think about throwing the towel in if you lose the game. That would have been the Browns.
The Browns, the Giants.
Could have been that way.
Right.
That's not this game.
Yeah.
This is
especially coming off two wins.
They're an underdog in the game.
You know what I see right now?
What do you say?
I hear a whole lot of coping mechanisms being implemented.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
It's unacceptable.
We're thinking through this thing.
No, it's unacceptable. They need to win this weekend.
You had the scheduled loss in Tampa.
Yeah.
That was you. You were Doc Douglas that day.
Yeah, that day. I mean, because I saw it. I was a visionary.
Here we go. So maybe Kyle and I are visionaries. Maybe Elliot's a visionary. Have you thought about that?
I mean, I respect all three of you guys' opinion, but this is the unacceptable. This is not what I would consider an acceptable loss. You have momentum on your side now. You need to keep it going.
They got two.
You need to keep
it going,
man.
Too, and the better quarterback.
Hold on a second.
We got like three more hours.
All right, coming up.
You better,
our quarterback hasn't played up to snuff.
Oh, that's for sure. You know what we're going to do coming up? I got an idea for the next segment. Let's go back to the phones here. Next segment, I think we should rank. So Hurts and Burrow, both, of course, from the 2020 draft class. We should re-rank that class because there's five NFL starters, all I would say average or above from that class. It's a pretty remarkable class. Where do we rank Hurts and Burrow among that group? We'll do that coming up. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
I just want to, first of all, Archie, your employer needs to march you right down to HR, and you need to get drug tested immediately. I mean, what was that?
You have got to be smoking something.
My God. I watched Eagles. I love the Eagles. Hurts, I can't get over it. I just don't think he's going to be our quarterback. He can't see the field. Is he a great athlete? Of course he's a great athlete. How many times has he thrown across the middle of the field this year?
I think it's four over the whole season.
Devontae's been open. I should write it down how many times. He just can't see the field. He's been coached by the best coach in college, Nick Saban. Why did Saban sit him down for Tua in the national championship? Because he knew he didn't have it. The dude's been quarterbacking for all his life. His dad was a coach. And John Ritchie, he's going to improve. He's going to improve. He's an NFL quarterback.
Who's the better quarterback right now, Tua?
For the improvement.
Who's the better quarterback right now, Tua or Jalen?
I think Tua's a better passer.
I didn't ask you that.
I asked you
who's the better quarterback. Tua right now, who's the better quarterback, Tua or Jalen?
I would say Tua.
Okay.
Okay. When he, I think he's a better passer.
Well, he is a better thrower.
He's a great athlete. And my other thing is, I'm watching the game last night. McCord from Syracuse. He's getting ready to get sacked. He's going to the ground. He sees a guy upfield 3-4 yards. He just throws it away near him. Jalen, he takes the sack. Throw the ball away. It's just little things that you watch, and you're just like, damn, Jalen.
Yeah, Chris, I don't think people realize the sacks, how much they're piling up. So, Chris, right now, the only starting quarterback in the league taking sacks at a higher percentage is Sam Darnold. That's it. Everyone else that was higher on the list, or lower, however you look at the list, is either hurt or no longer a starter. Like, he's taking sacks at a rate that it's very hard to sustain offense with. It just is.
And Jalen has the most turnovers.
Not a good combination.
I see the pressure. I just... As an Eagles fan, you want him to get better, and you want the dude to succeed. We all do.
Yep.
I think he's a great athlete, but he's just not. Joe Burrow is miles and miles and miles ahead of Jalen Hurts. I hope we win? Absolutely, I hope we win, but I don't expect him to win.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And look, you can win a game when you don't have the best quarterback on the field. That happens a lot in the NFL, right? But a lot of things have to go right, and Jalen has to play a good game. All right, Chris, what should you be for Halloween?
With his salt and pepper beard, how about a Dalmatian?
A Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Dress him up as a Dalmatian. He's a dog.
I mean, I don't see the correlation, but.
Yeah. I love the salt and pepper beard, I guess.
No, still don't not see in. It.
The black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the polka dots.
So?
Okay, I
got something against polka dots.
You could wear it. You could get a polka dot shirt.
I just don't see it.
You ever seen 101 Dalmatians?
I have. I know what a Dalmatian looks like. I just don't see it.
The more off-put Hugh is, the better the answer is.
You know, I actually watched a few years ago. They made a new movie, and they actually flipped the characters around. It was about Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's the same. It's the movie, but it's the backstory of Cruella.
And why she was who she is.
Yeah, I thought it was
her
really good.
Her origin story.
I got a hot
Cruella
take.
Cruella de Vil origin story.
The Cruella de Vil's movie is good.
101 Dalmatians. Terrible.
Comparative to the other Disney movies?
It's not a great movie.
Well, they were trying to kill the puppies in the beginning, right?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Not a fan.
It's actually a lot for kids. Yeah. We've gone through watching a lot of these old Disney movies with our kids.
And it's amazing how when you look at them now, it's like whoa, wait a
you
minute.
Know, actually, if you think 101 Dalmatians is a lot, go watch Pinocchio. Pinocchio is messed up. And there's a new Pinocchio? Really messed up.
Now, you know what? The one that I don't go into, I'm not going to go into detail. But when you think about it, it's pretty creepy.
Which one?
Beauty and the Beast.
You know what else is weird?
What's that?
Peter Pan.
When you think about it.
When you think about it.
When you think about
it's a lot.
Especially nowadays.
It's.
And then you.
No, man.
Now I'm down a rabbit hole.
On the other side, we'll dive more. There's actually a new Pan.
No, I know what you're talking about. Where they're talking about.
Oh, I was disturbed.
What was the captain is probably, he's the hero.
Yes. And Peter Pan's actually the bad guy.
I hope ain't no kids in the car listening because we probably didn't spoil their childhood.
It's school day. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
215-592-9494. If not, get back to school. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call's coming up on all of this. Do you expect to win if they lose a close one? Is that acceptable? I actually agree with Elliot on this. Hugh thinks he's good and crazy. Halloween costumes for Hugh. Plus, let's do it. We're going to redraft the 2020 quarterback class. Five NFL starters in that class. Where do we rank Jalen Hurts in that group? What order? Knowing what we know now. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Was that a Bengal Tiger growl?
No, definitely was not.
What's it?
It was just me getting all hyped up for this game this weekend.
Oh, that was
you sound like, elated.
Yeah, I know. You sound like, let's get it. You sound like almost like a different version, but we heard Chris earlier when he kind of gave out and lost it.
No, Chris lost his voice, man. Chris, it's okay, man. It happens to all of us.
Show the world!
You just might want to go check yourself, make sure you ain't hurt yourself, man. That sounds a little painful.
At some point, we might have to put together the best of trying to get hyped up for the Eagles. I mean, we have, obviously, Chris there. Devin doing the Eagles chant. My L back in the day.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
you talking about Devin Caney?
Yeah.
She did Eagles chant. Did she screw it up?
It was a lot.
It was just weak. I'll see if I can pull
Kyle
it
could find
oh,
it.
No,
and then, of course, we all have all the times on the Eagles, on the pregame show, where people have either screwed up the spelling of the Eagles chant. I mean, it happens.
Trotter.
Do we have Devin?
Oh.
Listen, everyone gives it their all. If you could find my L at some point, we could play that too. At some point, we had to do like this video.
No,
let me explain my L before we do it, okay? So it wasn't a flowing Eagles chant. It wasn't let Hugh hear it again. Can we find the L again?
L.
Okay. In my defense, we were asked each of us to do just one letter. So like it's not like when it flows, when it's like E, A, like you got into it, right?
Yes.
That. Right. But if you're asked to just scream the letter L, it's not going to sound right.
No, it's not.
It doesn't. It's not flowing with the rest of the letters. It sounds terrible.
L.
And then some people don't know how to spell.
Well, a lot we found out.
Yeah, we have our new caller to the Midday Show. I got to find this Eagles.
Well,
here.
We do have exclusive rights to all Chuck
That's
drops,
right, yep.
So we could use those. Let's grab a call
hold
here.
Hold on, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is.
Hey. The world.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Sometimes it happens. You get into the flow, you lose the voice, you lose everything, and it happens. Let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. He's got it all. What's up, Warren?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Joe and Hugh.
You got it, Warren. What are you feeling today, buddy?
I'm feeling there is no such thing as an acceptable loss, not in the city of Philadelphia.
Never?
Never. No acceptable losses. Not the Phillies, not the Flyers.
The Flyers.
The Flyers seem like there's been a lot of acceptable losses.
They're on the struggle bus.
The Flyers are trying. They're trying.
Oh. But let me ask you this, Warren. Before the season, right, we all do that. We look at the schedule and we say, you know, win, loss, win, 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 loss. The Bengals game probably was a game a lot of people said, that might be an L.
Yeah, it was. I think it was on my list. But now, that has changed.
Oh, it changes when we get here? Is that how it works?
Well, it's the momentum.
Winnable game. This is the season right here. Beat the Bengals, we continue. Lose to the Bengals, we're a 500 crappy team.
Warren, I do agree with you. It's one of those pivot point games, right? If they win this game, I think people will start dreaming and say they can go 12-5. Like, let's talk about the division again, the number one seed, seeding. If they lose the game, the season's not over, but it does probably change the outlook a little bit. Warren, I'm with you on that. Warren, what should Hugh be for Halloween? We're trying to find a costume here.
Oh, my God, I've got the best costume. Okay. He should be Skinny Batman all the way.
Skinny Batman?
Skinny Batman.
Skinny Batman. You put a big, you know, a puffy chest on. You pull your waist in real tight. You look awesome, Hugh.
Put my waist in.
That might have to be next year for Hugh when he...
He's ready now.
How tight do you think I need to pull this weight?
Good call, Warren. You know what? I love the submissions we're getting so far because none of these are making Hugh comfortable.
No.
Skinny Batman.
Running up and down the steps.
Pumpkin, Bernie Perrant,
I can be Skinny Batman next year running up and down all these steps.
I think you should aim for next year as Skinny Batman.
Yeah, but this year, no, that's not going to happen.
Who is the character, Mr. Who?
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown from Madea, okay.
And the pumpkin.
The pumpkin.
No, the Dalmatian was the one that threw me, though.
Hugh as a pumpkin is, like, one of the funniest images I've
seen.
The Dalmatian one that threw me, though.
Yeah, you didn't want to be a Dalmatian.
I'm just trying to figure out where's his mind at, where Dalmatian, it seems like that would be
because
a great
pumpkin. I think he was going with the black and white on the beard.
Yeah, you have the white beard.
Yeah, but that still, to me, it's like,
You saying that spotted dog don't hunt?
Yeah, that spotted dog don't hunt.
All right. Mark is up. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I feel Devin, or bad for Devin. She's been getting picked on since 6 o'clock this morning.
What were they doing to her this morning?
Oh, they were abusing her just like you guys just were with the E and some other chants.
Well,
stuff,
you know, so. We don't usually pick on Devin. In fact, we gave her a lot of credit.
Devin never gets picked on.
Last week or two weeks ago, we gave her major credit for the Andy Painter
scoop.
She
called him Andy.
Yeah.
I got it. So, Hugh, I totally agree with you, man. It's easy to spend an hour in that Cabela's down there.
It is.
I'll tell you what, they used to have a food court in there also.
That's probably why they took it out, because people was in there just hanging out.
Yeah, I think that's why. So, hey, I think the Eagles win. I think Jalen finally plays up to snuff. I don't know why I think that, but it's finally time. And, Hugh, I think the young Thundercats on defense, Carter, Dean, Mitchell, and DeJean will cook this weekend.
Yeah, they have to. They're feeling themselves a little bit, man. I was listening to, who was it, Nolan Smith. Elliot Shore Parks did an interview with Nolan. And Nolan sounds very, very confident, which I like. I love that for him. But you got to keep it going. Mm. You got to keep that going.
And I'm looking for Quinyon Mitchell to get his first interception this weekend.
You know, Mark, that's what we could use. If we're going to win this game, pull off a small upset, but it's an upset. We need a turnover. We only got two the whole season. I love that, Mark. If that's the way to flip this game and win it, get a pick. And they've only had two the whole year. All right, Mark. Go ahead.
And Mitchell's been close a couple times this year.
He has. I feel like there's been three or four that he had a real chance on. All right, Mark, what do you think Hugh should be for Halloween?
All right, there's only one answer. How about you go get a big Bigfoot costume?
You know what? That might be it.
I was looking. I didn't get a chance to see it because I got a little overwhelmed.
They have those at Cabela's. They might.
Gilly suit.
Did you? You didn't buy it, of course.
Gilly. I don't like because. Like I said, when you go in Cabela's, it's a lot going on. Mm. So I need somebody. I need like a tour guide. I need a Cabela's tour guide.
You need a tour guide in the store?
Yes, because I went in there looking for one thing. And then I saw something else.
Bow and arrow?
I went in there looking for the bow and arrow first.
You went for the bow and arrow?
I went looking to see how much it would cost.
Okay.
And then once I saw, I didn't know which one to get because they have the crossbows and then they have the compound bows.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Trent. It was like a while ago. I couldn't find the message, but he was telling me what kind of compound bow to get.
Sure.
And I forgot.
When was the last time you shot a bow and arrow?
Never.
Well, I did it this summer.
Never shot one. But it, like with the compound bows, I think it's a little easier than the actual, you know, old school bows. So then I thought about that. Then I went in there and looked at a BB gun, a varmint killer. But I didn't know which kind to get. So then I started looking for the ghillie suits. I started looking for the camo and stuff. And I'm like, wow, they got some nice jackets in there, by the way, too. They had some pretty decent prices.
Probably a little bit higher than $30.
A little bit higher than $30. Yeah. But the army, the camo.
Oh, you got to get one.
Yeah, I thought about it, man. But then I got overwhelmed.
It's probably good they took that food court out, because you probably could climb in one of those tents and just live in there.
I'd have probably sat there for a while just eating and just trying to figure out what I wanted to get. And it was packed.
I'm sure it was.
And that's one of the main reasons why, because I wanted to get some help because I had a lot of questions. But all the people that worked there were busy. So I was kind of waiting. Like, technically, I was waiting around, and some guy that was there talking about handguns, and he was having a full-blown, like, conversation, and, like, they knew each other buddies. I just kind of left that.
You know what those workers were probably doing?
What?
Dealing with customers that were actually,
buying stuff. Yeah. It was packed, though. It was packed.
I'm sure it was. It's a great store. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, bud?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy.
Hey, Hugh, I got the perfect Halloween costume for
you. What you got?
I'm gonna let you have it at the end.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is what I like to see Jalen do, man. Listen, let's just shut everything down, man. Jalen, you can go shot for shot with this guy, man. You know what I'm saying? I really believe that you can outgun this young bull, man. Seriously. Because the whole thing is, like, the main way to victory is if we play as a team, like we did against them other two tomato cans, as you call them. You know what I'm saying? Play together. Have fun. You know what I'm saying? Do what y'all been doing, man. Just keep that same motivation that y'all had playing both of them teams with every team you meet up with, man. That's all y'all got to do, man. And the only thing that I'm worried about, like I keep saying, we got the complete team, bro. Like, we got a number one team. But we don't have number one coaches. That's the only thing we don't have, man. And that's the only thing that worries me week in and week out. It's the coaching. Are they strategizing for these teams that we about to match up with? Or are they going to just go with the same plays that we've been doing and hoping that, you know, we could still get a victory from that? Let's look at these teams, man. Strategize. Listen. I ain't trying to run. Listen, we can run to Saquon all we want. But guess what? I want to see a good old shootout between these two young boys. And, Jalen, I know you'll come out on top, man. Listen, don't be afraid to outshoot this guy, man. Everybody doubt you. I never doubted you, man. You just got to tap back into who you are, man. That's the only thing we waiting on. Tap back in. And be it, too.
It took you long enough.
Give me 5 seconds. Yeah, it's time, bro. Everybody's been counting you out year after year. You've been proving yourself year after year, season after season. Coach after coach. Everybody keeps doubting you, and you keep shutting them down.
Keep shutting
them down. So what we need this year is to shut them down again.
Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We got the weapons. We got the energy. We got the fight in it. Now let's play it, baby. And then do also, bro. Stop the cruelty war. Stop being a little
bitch. Not a tiger.
The Bengal tiger.
And play hard. The boost.
Can't go against that. What's Hugh's Halloween costume?
All right, listen to you. Since you got the gray bear, man, all you got to do is get the white hat and get the purple suit. Papa Smurf, baby.
Papa Smurf. We might have a winner. Well, that's a good one.
That's all right.
What do you mean that's all right?
That's all right. Papa Smurf, all right. I rock some Papa Smurf.
That's a home run right there.
Yeah, that might not be able to make the list, though, because Hugh liked it.
Oh, yeah. We're looking for ones Hugh might be uncomfortable with. That's
this might be my favorite Trotty ever. So I'm picturing Hugh at all.
I'm picturing Hugh trick-or-treating in his new neighborhood, meeting all the new neighbors. Hi, I'm Hugh. I moved in down the street.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great one.
It's a little empty pillowcase.
trick-or-treat.
Well, you could be with your son. You don't got to be an adult trick-or-treating by yourself. I mean, let's have some.
It would look better. If I had him with me, it would look a lot better, be a better look.
I got to tell you, if you dressed up as Papa Smurf without a kid and you rang the doorbell, I'm not answering.
Nobody's answering the door, Joe. They're a little uncomfortable if I'm dressed like Papa Smurf knocking on the door. They're a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's just no way. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, we'll get back to the phones. But we got a matchup here of two quarterbacks from the 2020 NFL draft class. And before we get into it, I will say this is trending towards being one of the great quarterback classes ever. I would say right now, if you were to kind of rank the best quarterback classes ever, you would say 1983, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino.
Yeah, that group.
That group, right? I think you'd also then have to put 04 in the mix. That had Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning. That's a heck of a class.
Where would Donovan's class go?
So I don't think
it was Dante Culpepper.
It was only the
couch.
Two of them. Yeah, right. He stunk.
Well, yeah,
that's not a good start.
So I think there were
two from Donovan, right? Donovan and Culpepper.
Yeah. What was the Elway Marino one? Was that 84?
No, you said 83.
83. That's one. Yeah,
Elway
quintessential class.
Elway Marino Kelly.
Wasn't Esiason in that class too?
He may have been.
I think he was. Okay. Because that was a quarterback. I remember back in the day,
Ken O'Brien was part of the class.
No, you're right. You're probably right. I don't think Esiason was in that club. He was in the quarterback club. I don't think he was in that class, though.
There were six quarterbacks taken in the first round of the 83 draft. It was Elway, Todd Blackledge, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien, Dan Marino. So basically, Elway, Kelly, Marino.
Yeah.
04 is not a bad one either.
I think 04 is the second best ever.
Okay. Roethlisberger, Manning, Rivers, matchup.
There's what, four Super Bowl rings between
the three? Is that Eli Manning?
Eli, Ben, and Rivers. Let's just go off the reference. They're probably the two best classes ever. 2020 is pretty darn good. So 2020 currently has five starting quarterbacks, all were given a second contract by their teams. So here was the order they were drafted in 2020. Burrow, number one, obviously the number one overall pick. Tua Tagovailoa went fifth overall. Justin Herbert went sixth. Jordan Love went with the 26th pick. And then in the second round went Jalen Hurts. That's how they were drafted. Hugh, if we were redrafting today, how would you do it? All five are available. How would you take the 2020 draft class today?
Well, I'll tell you what. My first one would definitely be Joe Burrow. Mm. I mean, that has not changed. I think what he's done, I think the consistency that he's shown up until this point, even though the team's not playing well, I don't think that anybody thinks Joe Burrow's the problem. I think he is the class of that NFL class.
All right.
Second quarterback, I haven't seen him play a whole lot. I really haven't. And I think more so this year, he's become more of a game manager because of the coach that he has. But that's still not bad. And I know a lot of people have been talking great about this guy for a while. I would have to probably put Justin Herbert, number two. Jordan Love is my third quarterback. He got hurt early in the year. But I think that Green Bay is trending in the right direction. Again, haven't seen too much of them play this year either, but just looking at the stat line and where he is as a quarterback is concerned, I would probably have to say he's number three. Hurts for me is number four. And the reason why he's number four is because we don't know what's going on right now. And that's not good or bad. It's just it is what it is with the quarterback right now. We don't know if he's regressed. We don't know if he's not seeing the field the way he needs to see it. There's even been conversation about him being short now, which I haven't heard. I haven't heard that in a while. The fact that maybe he's not playing well because he's shorter.
Well, people are trying to figure out why he doesn't throw over the middle. So that's I guess a plausible.
It's one of those conversations that's being had about him. And Tua, for obvious reasons, Tua's number four because.
Fifth, you mean?
Yeah, he's fifth. Excuse me. He's fifth because of the injury history for Tua. And I know he's coming back. I think he's coming back in a couple of weeks.
This weekend.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, man, where a couple more concussions, he might be done in the NFL.
So this might surprise people. We have the exact same order. I have it exactly the same as you. I think it's undeniable. The first one is Burrow.
Yeah, no question about
it. He's the best quarterback of the class. He was the first pick, and he's lived up to it. And I give him extra credit for rescuing the Bengals. Like, if you could take the Bengals to the Super Bowl, you get extra credit. No one does that. I have Herbert second. His numbers aren't what they were a couple years ago, but I think you called it right, Hugh. It's more of a game manager role. They're using their defense. And he has no receivers right now. I mean, I watched the game Monday night. He's throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor. I mean, throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor and have a 500 record, you're probably doing pretty good. I have Herbert second. Jordan Love third. I think Love and Hurts is a fair debate. Now, Love hasn't done it for as long. He does do some things better than Hurts, like throw off platform. He also throws a lot of picks. I mean, that's Kyle's been calling this off to the beginning of the year. He throws off his back foot. But I just feel like his trajectory feels more up right now than Hurts. Hurts is kind of stagnated where he is. I have Hurts, like you, Hugh, at number four, Tua at five. I mean, I just don't trust Tua's injury history. And he's the least athletic of all these guys, Tua. He doesn't move, he can't move well at all. So I go Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, Tua. Are we all three for three, Kyle? Would you rank them the same, or would you have a
fellas,
slight variation?
Those lists are perfect.
That's it. I mean, I think people might hear this and say, they have Jalen Hurts as the fourth-ranked quarterback in his own class. It's an amazing class.
It's a great class, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no shame in being fourth in this class.
No, if you're fourth in this class, you're still a top around half of the NFL quarterback. I mean, I don't know where Tua ranks in the NFL. He's definitely top 20. Is he top 18, top 16? I mean, that's kind of why Hurts and Tua are probably ranked similarly right now in the NFL.
I'll tell you what, the best thing that happened for Tua's stock is watching Miami when he's out.
I agree.
I mean, my goodness.
Everyone said for a year, it was like, well, he's not any good. It's just the receivers
but
they have.
Man, he makes that offense go.
I mean, goodness, they couldn't get the ball. Tyreek Hill had zero catches last week. Yeah, I mean,
they can't wait for him to come back.
If he gets back in Sunday and they score 30, it's going to be like, wait a second. Maybe he's the one that makes this whole thing work.
Hughes kiss the baby projection in jeopardy?
Nah.
Probably not.
Nah, they're dead in the water.
All right, so.
They're still little brother to Buffalo.
They are the little brother to Buffalo.
They can get a wild card spot.
What's their record? They're 2-4?
Yeah, they
got a hold.
I don't think he's going to come back and light it up like everybody thinks he is. It's going to be a little tepid, a little timid.
They probably beat Arizona this weekend, though, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think they do at home. All right, Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, Tua. That's how the three of us, all independently, we didn't really talk about that before the show, how we'd rank a Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, Tua. That is our top five, how we as a show rank the 2020 class. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joe, Hugh, what's up, boys?
Hey, Rob.
So listen, real fast, Hugh, I got a great costume for you at the end. How can you put Herbert above Hurts? What is he like? To me, it would be Burrow, Love, Hurts, Herbert, and Tua.
I would probably say with Herbert's skill set, just the skill set that he has.
I understand that, Hugh. I understand he's got like the body type, the skill set, but you know, it's more than that. You know what I mean? Like that's a big part of the equation, but like. Look at them. They're a running team now with Harbaugh. And the guy's hurt all the time, too, right? Herbert's hurt all the time, too. So I would have Hurts above Herbert.
So
I'm impressed with Hurts.
So here's – last year I did, Rob, but I didn't actually been impressed with Herbert so far this year. They are running the ball, but he has no wide receivers. I mean, he's throwing to tight ends, and he's throwing to Jalen Reagor on Monday night. And, you know, right now he's got only one interception on the season. I mean, I think he's playing pretty well considering the kind of team they have this year.
Have Keenan Allen for a while, though, Joe.
Oh, they did. Oh, no, they did. I, I actually thought they underachieved then, and I actually think he's overachieving now because they're kind of in a rebuild.
Okay, all right. I just see a little bit differently, but it's just, you know, something fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to come at Mr. Quinn for a second. How many times have we heard him, Hugh? Oh, the Philadelphia fan base is getting soft. What is he doing with giving away an admirable loss? Who the hell likes an admirable loss? Do you like one, Hugh? I don't like one.
Not at all. It's a coping mechanism.
Nobody likes one, but sometimes you're walking into a bee's nest and you're going to get stung.
Listen, do we have a better running back than they do?
Yeah.
Now listen, you can argue Chase maybe over AJ, but AJ's pretty damn close to Chase. We have a better set of wide receivers than they do, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I would agree. I think Devontae's better than T. Higgins. Tight end, that's probably a wash. I mean, Goddard, if he's playing, how would we get the nod? I couldn't even tell you who the Bengals tight end is.
Sure. So that's a wash. Yeah.
Better offensive line, right?
But yeah, but you're missing one.
Wait, listen, I understand it comes down to the quarterback, but you got all those other factors that can protect our quarterback that I think if they lose this game, it's a disappointment to me.
Mm.
I really do. I disagree.
Can I question the witness here?
Yeah, hey, Kyle, bring it on.
Rob, when you did win-loss record projections for the Eagles before the season started, how many losses did you have for the Eagles?
You put me on the spot. I would say four, Kyle.
Okay, so you had four acceptable losses.
Was this one of them?
Joe, if I'm being honest, I don't know. Probably not. No.
But, Rob, for a lot of people, you would think, you know, if you looked at the schedule, you said, Bengals, that's a tough game, right? A lot of people probably had the Eagles losing that
one. I would agree it's a tough game.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, like, look, Rob, some losses, like, you just sort of have to take on the chin and be ready for them to happen. They're not going to go 17-0.
Well, that's fact. We know that already.
Joe, I got a Halloween costume for Kyle, Mr. Softy. He's going to be the Mr. Softy truck coming.
That actually is a pretty good one. All right, Rob, what do you think for Hugh, though? Hugh's Halloween costume, trick-or-treat in his new neighborhood, what should he go as?
All right, Hugh, you got to use your imagination a little bit, all
I'm
right,
listening.
Hugh?
Yeah, I got you.
And I looked this up to see what it looked like. I Googled it. You could be a plant-based tree, Hugh.
A plant-based? Well, aren't all trees
plant? Yeah, you got the costume come over you.
That's a good rebuttal by you.
Yeah,
I'm not the brightest.
That is true. Rob, we appreciate it.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but aren't all trees like plants?
I would think all trees are indeed.
Quite literally plant-based.
Yeah, that's the definition. Yeah. All right,
No wind to fold them. No wind to walk away. No wind to run.
You got to know, Hugh.
Never count your money. While you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the deal is done, yeah. It's my song back in the day. When to hold them.
It's your song now. As every day before the show, Hugh's putting his props in. Man, he's a gambler now.
We're in a meeting, and we're talking about the show. And I'm like, Joe.
Some of us are.
I'm like, Joe, how do I do this? And Kyle yells out, we've lost Hugh. I'm trying to get these prop bets in, man. These $2 bets ain't gonna make them sales.
They're not going to win themselves.
No.
They're not going to return $250.
I got $40 to play with.
Uh-oh.
$40 whole dollars.
All right, speaking of gambling, I think it's time here that we settle a few things here, okay? So there's two things that have been going on around here for a while. One, Hugh, you've been on the train that defense is a luxury, of course, right? Not a necessity. Yeah, we're going to put that to the test this week. And, of course, we've got a lot going on here with Nick Sirianni. And you know, we're 2-0 in the Sirianni era. And I believe, as a show of solidarity, and I know it does, the image is a little weird, but I do think that as a show of solidarity, a lot of people should shave their head for, you know, next weekend back at home.
Agreed.
For Nick, if the Eagles could go and win this
shave
football game.
Shave our head for Nick.
Yeah, I mean, he did it. They're 2-0. I say if they win the game this weekend, let me just throw it out there. If they win the game this weekend, like I would do it myself. I'd do it anyway.
Yeah.
There's only one person in the show that currently has a full head of hair. His name is Kyle Quinn. Mm-hmm. Kyle, if the Eagles win Sunday and go 3-0 in the shaved head Sirianni era, mm-hmm, will you shave your head?
Of course I will.
Okay.
I mean, this is it's not about me. Never been a me guy. This is about the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right.
The city of Philadelphia. I will, out of solidarity, if the Eagles win this game, I'll shave my head.
All right. You know what? Maybe we could do it on the stage at the pregame show before the Jaguars game next Sunday. All right. If the Eagles win, Kyle's shaving his head. Hugh, you have been on the record as saying that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure feels like a necessity right now, the way this defense is playing. Hugh Douglas, we have gone two straight games without giving up a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it three on Sunday?
I think we possibly can.
Possibly.
Yeah.
How about this? We do three games in a row without allowing a touchdown, which would be a remarkable achievement. See that beard you got?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Chop it right off.
Wait a minute.
Chop it right off.
Wait a minute. What I got to do with this? What you mean to show
because
a solidarity?
You're the defensive luxury, not a necessity guy.
What you mean to show a solidarity? What that got to do with me, though?
No, because, Hugh, the last thing you will ever do is concede a take. So instead of you saying defense is not a luxury, which we know you're not willing to do,
you have to
be willing to part ways with something important to you.
Like the beard.
Do you know how long it took me to get this?
Don't care.
I got a beard comb and everything that I'd use every day.
We are not me, guys.
Do you know how long it's been since Eagles have not allowed a touchdown in three straight games? Like, probably decades. Hugh, if they don't allow a touchdown. Now, I mean, for being fair, they're playing the Bengals and Burrow.
There's no way they're not allowing a touchdown.
They're probably going to allow a touchdown.
You know how these things usually work? The minute I make this bet, that's when they do it. And then I'm around here with the booty face.
But isn't this all about getting to New Orleans? If we have a defense and go three straight games without allowing a touchdown, the idea of the Super Bowl is coming into focus.
That's right.
So you got to think big picture on this.
I have an agenda.
Will you shave your beard if the Eagles don't allow a touchdown on Sunday? That's the third straight game. Will you shave your beard? Hugh, I mean, Kyle agreed right away.
Yeah, come on.
He's to shave his head next
Hugh,
Sunday.
Did you make the Eagles Hall of Fame by being a me guy? Or are you in this for the Eagles?
I mean, damn, this is my beard. Don't you know? You know what I mean? I'm going to look like
you didn't have a beard with the Eagles.
I did not have a beard with
and you made the Super Bowl.
And you're all pro. I mean...
Hugh, we need a yes. We need a yes.
Come on, Hugh.
Can I have a moment?
No.
Absolutely not.
We don't have time, man. It's going to be dead air.
It's a football Friday.
We got a radio show to do.
All right, then, man. Fine.
Oh, we are in. Okay, so the stakes have been laid. Yeah, we did. I'm sorry, peer pressure.
But it ain't even peer pressure because I'm older than y'all. How y'all bullying me? And I'm older than both of y'all.
Well, combined,
and a lot bigger. You're like you probably break us both in half.
I was going to say combined, we're older.
I can't believe it.
There is no reason.
I don't
that the
think
two
you're bigger
be
combined
you.
Than us, but it might actually be kind of close. All right, so
maybe stronger. I mean,
stronger. Yeah. That's for sure. All right, so if the Eagles win Sunday, just to win, Kyle will shave his head in a show of solidarity. Mm-hmm. As I mean, we'll all have no hair on the show next week.
This is way worse for me.
Oh yeah, all it has to happen.
Eagles have a much better chance.
There's a much better chance the Eagles win. They're not going to give up a touchdown.
Like
to
your
Burrow
beard
the
is
Bengals.
Going to be fine.
I mean,
there's
it will
a 50-50
I mean,
chance
grows,
basically that I'm going to have to shave my head.
Yeah, right. It's a toss-up.
So you're
game.
Thinking that they're not going to keep the Bengals out of the end zone? They're not going to pitch a shutout.
I mean, if they do that, again, we got to recalibrate how good this defense is. We're talking about one of the best defenses in the NFL if they could do that. The Bengals team projection on FanDuel is probably like 24.5 points. To not allow them in the end zone would be remarkable. Bengals total points, 25.5 is the over-under. So, Hugh, I think you're going to be all right. But, boy, could you imagine if Burrow sprains his ankle in the first quarter? You're going to be sweating.
Yeah, sweating bullets.
Woo! All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. We promise. We need your submissions. Tri-Day, what should Hugh be for Halloween? We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love card show in Philly. Tomorrow, a meet and greet with Hugh at the show in the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philly. Coming up next, we have our guy, Trey Thomas. He will join us. We'll talk about this matchup. We could even ask him. You know, he's a guy who shaves his head. And what he thinks about this? Will the Eagles win this game?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.